Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Let me ask you, have you ever had a patient who came in, got great results and said they return and then totally disappeared? Meanwhile, another patient comes back like clockwork, brings their friends and follows you on Instagram and tags you in every story. That difference is not luck, it's not always results. It comes down to how you nurture the relationship. In this episode, we walk you through, first of all, why retention is far more profitable than constantly chasing leads. And secondly, the emotional triggers behind patient loyalty and how to use them. And thirdly, the simple system top performing clinics use to boost their boost repeat bookings and referrals, and a real story from recent treatment I had and what revealed how critical the first time patient experience is, and also a loyalty system you can model, no discounting required, and how just a 15% increase in repeat visits can add another $200,000 to your bottom line. So let's jump right in. First of all, I'm Huyen Truong, Search Marketing Director at Online Marketing for Doctors, and welcome back to another episode of OMD TV and Podcast Show, the go-to place for medical clinics looking to grow and scale using smart, sustainable marketing strategies. And now in today's episode, we're diving into something every successful clinic owner, surgeon, or patient coordinator needs to master: how to turn one-time patients to lifelong fans. You've got to talk about why patient retention is the key to growth, and most clinics are laser focused on getting new leads, and they spend thousands of dollars on Google Ads, social media, SEO, and don't get me wrong, that's important, but you are constantly bringing in new patients while letting the current ones quietly sleep away, and you are pouring water into a leaky bucket. And here's why retention should be your secret weapon. Okay, it costs 7 to 12 times more to get a new patient than to keep one you already have. Loyal patients spend 67 more than new ones. And most importantly, happy patients refer and a lot. And retentions give you stability, predictability, and scale with less effort. And you got to fix the leak and then grow, okay? The second thing is that you got to understand the patient journey. And there are four stages in a typical patient journey. The first stage is awareness. They found out about you via an ad, a friend, or a Google search. And the second thing, the first visit, they book in their initial consultation for surgical or non-surgical treatment. And the next thing is the post-treatment phase. This is a moment of truth. Will they return or shop elsewhere? And the next thing is ongoing relationship. This is where real profit and loyalty live. And most clinics obsess with over stage one or stage two, but stage three, that's where 80% of growth potential lies. So ask yourself, what's happening after the patient walks out of your clinic? Are you staying connected, following up, or are they left to drift away? And number three is that why patients don't return. When a patient doesn't come back, it's rarely because they didn't like the treatment. Usually it's because they didn't feel remembered. They didn't feel appreciated. They didn't feel connected. And maybe your staff was rushed, or maybe no one followed up after the appointment. And maybe the second visit felt different from the first. And here's an example. A Botox patient loves the results, but no one checks in. No reminder, no thank you message. And 2 months go by and they forget, and a competitor's ad pops up. And just like that, you lost them. And you didn't even know it happened. Let me share a quick personal story. So recently I was referred to a local dermatologist here in Altimore, Sydney, closed our office, and I had a pigmentation spot on my face that I wanted some treatment. Probably can see it here. So I booked in a consultation. I paid $320 for a session that lasts less than 30 minutes, including the waiting time. So the consultation felt rushed and lacked the depth I expected. And the dermatologist recommended BBL laser treatment for my whole face as a value-added deal, which is $750 per treatment instead of $420 for just a targeted pigmentation area. On paper, it sounds like a good deal, but here's the thing. She didn't even take a little more time to get to know about me, to understand what I really want. For me, this wasn't about getting a good deal, okay? This was about trust, and I wasn't ready to let somebody I just met, especially a staff member, not even a dermatologist, use a laser on my face just because it was part of a package offer on your face, your skin. These intimate things and my skin and my confidence matter way more than saving $300, okay? So what really stood out to me though was how clinical and cold the entire experience was. You know, the front desk staff didn't smile, the therapist barely spoke, and that there's no warmth, no conversation, no connection. And needless to say, I wouldn't go there for any other treatments. Even worse, I later checked their Google reviews, 3.1 average, and I probably should have done the homework and trusted that before walking in, okay? And anyway, I share this not to rant, but to remind you that this is how patients decide whether to stay or leave. And you can be talented, you can have great offers, but if the experience doesn't make them feel cared for, safe, and respected, they walk away and tell others. And number four is the psychology of loyalty. Yeah, let's talk about that. Loyalty is emotional and not logical. Sure, the results matter, but people stay loyal because you make them feel that, right? And here's the big three emotional drivers. Trust, I know this clinic will take care of me. Connection, they know me, I'm not just another number, okay? And recognition, they appreciate me. And when you consistently hit these emotional notes, your patients become more, your ambassadors, and they will never feel the need to look elsewhere. And number five is how to build a loyalty-driven experience. Here's what looks like in action. So first of all, first impressions count. Greet them by name, smile, be present, offer a small welcome gift, sample skincare or branded bottle or thank you card. Don't keep them waiting, respect their time. Make every visit feel personal. Train your team to be consistently kind and professional. Keep your clinic environment calm, clean, and relaxing. And end with a warm thank you and a clear next step, okay? Now, the next thing is follow up. And you need to send a check-in message a few days after the treatment and ask, how are you feeling? Any questions? You can use email and text reminders to rebook them when they are due and share clinic updates, stories, helpful tips to stay on top of mind, okay? And encourage referrals and reviews as well. Ask happy patients to leave a review why they're feeling great, right? When they refer someone, send a thank you note, a small gift. Publicly thank them if they are comfortable. And also, you can potentially promote other services gently. Show before and after slides or videos in the waiting areas and add subtle signage results from different procedures. And also, you can get feedback and ask how you can improve, send short, simple surveys, let patients know their voice matters. Now, item number six here is that we're going to talk about the loyalty system that actually works. Now, let's take this a step further. What if you had a system that rewarded patients for sticking with you? We have clinics implement a point-based loyalty system. It's easy for staff to manage, and patients love it. Here's how it works. Patient own points for treatments, referrals, reviews, and sharing your content. They can redeem those points for bonus skin, bonus treatments, skincare, or even, you know, some event invites or exclusive perks. How does it work? It's clear, fun, it gives patients something to aim for, and it locks in loyalty because only your clinic offers those rewards. And if you and definitely you're not discounting, you are appreciating. Big difference. So one client we know that who uses this model saw 30% boost in repeat visit and 50% more referrals, lower ad cost because the patient did the marketing. And lesson number 7, real return on investment from retention. Let's put into numbers. Say you have 1,500 active patients with an average spend of $500. If you increase repeat visits by 15%, get 5% more referrals, improved overall retention by just 10%. That adds up to an additional $225,000 a year without spending more on ads, hiring more staff, or changing price, all from building stronger patient relationship. Now, if you want to dive deeper into patient loyalty, if these topics resonate with you, and I hope it does, I want to encourage you to check out some of our earlier podcast episodes where we go even deeper into the strategies that build trust and loyalty with your patients. Now, the first one is podcast number 88, The Secret Behind the World's Greatest Salesman. In this episode, we unpack the mindset and habits of legendary salespeople and how you can actually apply the same principles to nurturing patients, not selling to them, but serving them in a way that builds trust and loyalty over time. The second one is a blog article called Unlock the Secret, 7 Email Tricks That Turn First-Timers to Loyal Patients. These articles give you 7 powerful yet simple follow-up email techniques to stay top of mind and gently guide first-time patients into becoming lifelong ones. And episode number 84, 3 creative ways to boost existing patients' referrals. If you're looking to turn happy patients into active advocates, these episodes give you actionable, low-cost strategies to generate more referrals without feeling pushy or awkward. These are companion episode to today's topic and will have you build a stronger patient base that not only stays but grows with you. Okay, you can find them all at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast and onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/blog. Okay, and all whenever or whatever when you listen to this show. Okay, now here's a big takeaway. You don't need more leads or more inquiries. You need better loyalty. Loyalty is what turns casual patients into long-term relationships, is what builds community, reputation, and financial consistency. If you like help in terms of designing a loyalty system tailored to your clinic, reach out to us at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and book a discovery call, and one of our team members will be reaching out to you and to see if we can help you or not. Okay, and thank you very much for listening, and I see you in the next episode of OMD TV and Podcast Show, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.